Whenever anyone asks whether I enjoy writing, I quote Dorothy Parker. When asked that question, she replied, "I hate writing. I love having written. It feels exactly the same way for me. I rarely wake up and look forward to a day's writing with unbounded pleasure. More often, I approach my desk with a mixture of misgivings and dread. On very few occasions when I'm in the middle of writing, do I stop and reflect how much fun this is. Usually I'm too fraught with untangling what I want to say and knitting it into meaningful words to think anything at all. Yet when I put the final full stop to a piece of writing that seems well-crafted, makes sense and sounds interesting, there is nothing to approach that joy. I write for that sense of sheer delight that having written can bring." Of course, there is no such thing as choice in the matter. I never woke up one day and decided to become a writer. I simply remember that being a writer was always part of my makeup. It was not something I aspired to, so much as something I had always felt. I think I absorbed this feeling through the process of first reading books. As soon as I could work out that the letters C-A-T on a page produce the image of a cat, I felt I too could use letters to conjure up pictures. We had very few books in our house. Why spend good money on books when you can borrow them for nothing? But my dad took me to the library every Saturday, and I would borrow the maximum 4 books and devour them before the end of the week. The more I read, the more I realised that I too was destined to become a writer. So writing has never been a rational decision, but a physical need. I write because it makes my heart thump and my nerves tingle and my stomach flutter, not because my brain thinks it is a good idea. On a more mundane day-to-day level, I write to inform and inspire. As a journalist for more than 30 years, a writer of 3 non-fiction books, now working on a novel, I simply want to tell a story that illuminates an aspect of human life. Of course, it's not easy. I've often wished I had chosen a job that is definable and logical, like plumbing or accounting, where there is a right and a wrong answer, and it's obvious when the job is done or something is fixed. Like the best of relationships, writing is not relentlessly smooth, happy, and trouble-free. It is all the more fulfilling because we have to work hard for our pleasures.